Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look at the pits and the electronics, the composite together, and see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, May wheat 736.5, down 16.5. July 742.75, down 16.5. May wheat in Chicago 692, down 22.75. July 697.75, now 98.25, down 21.25. May corn 651, down 7.5. July 633.25, down 8. December 536.5, down 13.5. May soybeans 14.18.75, up 5.75. July 13.79, down a quarter. November at 12.25, down 6.75. May soybean meal 398.40, down 1.80. May soybean oil 49.32, up 9. April live cattle 124.97.5, now 90, down 95. April feeders 137.10, down 82.5. And May lean hogs are 86.27.5, and they are down 110.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
China's economy, we get the report, grew at 7.7% for the quarter. Economists were looking for 8, so it was a miss about 0.3%. We have follow-through to the downside in gold in a serious way, follow-through from last Friday. And all of this seems to have the markets a little bit skittish today.
Yeah, it's a little concerning, especially your gold position buried in your backyard, Dave, there.
Yeah, I kept thinking about that.
But Chinese news, I don't know if it's really that concerning or negative. I mean, if you're trading fractions of percentages, it could be a mover, but for the most part, the growth is still there. It's not negative growth. So I maybe discount that news somewhat. The main news, I think, is probably more important to Cyprus and some of these other European countries. There's ideas that there's going to be some gold reserves liquidated to help shore up some of their financial statements, and the snowball effect is kicked in. It's going to generate margin call liquidation. And then also, too, on the world economy, like you mentioned there, just ideas, there's just not a whole lot of inflationary fears out there just right at the moment. But metals market's dominating the trade, and it's put the fear of God into everyone that's a precious metal holder at this present time. So until this liquidation process runs, of course, it's going to be kind of sloppy for a few days. Typically, it runs in three-day waves.
So a little bit of more tomorrow potentially as well. But it's doing some interesting things to the charts. And I don't know if we take that for face value or do we weigh in the outside factors of gold doing some of these things with the skittiness in the marketplace. But you got reversals going on in the corn pit right now.
Well, we'll see where we finish at the end of the day.
Well, I understand that.
Because it's still a lot of time intact. But the main thing is in the corn, December corn futures, it's 550 area was resistance. It's kind of made a little high for the move. Now we're trading lower, but it's just going to confirm resistance to these corn to this 545, 550 area. And from a producer's point of view, that's probably an area to target here to get some more downside protection in place so we avoid this outside news disasters. Also, too, in order to get something serious going, we'll have to get above that 550 area and close above there. Then, you know, that would indicate maybe there's a little bit more going on with the weather pattern that would concern the end users to get a little bit more coverage in place, Dave.
Now, you mentioned the weather pattern. This week, continued wet for the most part. I guess this afternoon, NASS gives us their first national look on the corn, get an idea of what's been planted. Nobody thinks a lot has been planted. So next week we come back, maybe not much planted yet off of this week, but probably not yet enough really to for a weather play. I would think we have to let that cook a little longer.
Yeah, it's just going to take a little bit more time, more of a planting delay into the May time window. This afternoon's reports expect to show 4 to 6% had planted, you know, at least the first time around. Like you say, we'll keep an eye on this weather and see how it unfolds as we move down the road. But typically May 15th will be a little bit more of a crucial or time window to be watching. There was mixed forecast when you go into next week. This week's definitely cooler and wetter than what most want to see. Next week, models show wet, and other models show a little warmer or drier. So the forecast is going to change every 6 hours. And as you mentioned there, as we move more into late April here, that will become a more of a critical factor and a little bit more of a market mover since we are coming off an old crop tight situation.
You mentioned old crop type situation. That's certainly the case in the soybeans, front end soybeans. The May is 14.19 and a quarter, up 6 1/4. July is 13.80, up 3/4. Is this reflective of what we're going to anticipate seeing in a few minutes with the NOPA crush?
It could be part of that also, too. You know, just a lack of country movement on old crop supplies in general. I don't know if there's been some Asian business take place or not. We'll see if that materializes. But the main thing is spread activity. A ton of spread activity, buying old, selling new on the spread, buying beans, selling wheat, buying beans, selling corn. It's the same old thing we've been seeing here for the last 3 or 4 months here, Dave.
Well, the kind of numbers that we're seeing today, if we were to continue that, the downslide would be one of those days that people would mark down on their calendar. Should producers be taking their hands out of their pockets in some way today?
Well, I think that, you know, as far as old crop supplies go, I think you got to monitor your local cash bid situation. As long as basis remains somewhat firm, I don't know if there's a great urgency to be a seller of old crop cash grain, you know, if there is some left. As far as new crop goes, we continue to go with the protection idea of putting a price floor in place. That way, if the market does seep one lower here as we go into the early part of the growing season, you've got that downside protection. But on the other hand, if the weather would turn adverse here for a while and world markets recover and has some up, you know, you don't feel like you're selling the whole. Number one theme would continue to be that we feel basis will be firm or firm going into this fall. That does not mean the market's going to go higher, but we feel the basis play is intact here where it warrants a paper position versus a cash sale this time, Dave.
And final question before we let you go. When I talk to Zuzolo on Friday, will we be looking at higher prices?
I would think that we'll be higher from today's low, but not much higher.
Okay. Good enough. Thank you, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace for you. Kansas City May wheat, 734 and a quarter, down 18 3/4. May wheat in Chicago, 690 and a half, down 24 1/4. May corn, 648 and a half, down 10. July, 630 and a half, down 10 3/4. December, 534, down 16. May soybeans, 14.18, up 5. July, 13.78 and a quarter, down 1. November, at 12.21 1/4, down 10 1/2. May soybean meal, 399.10, down 1.10. May soybean oil, at 49.22, down a penny. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.